Aloha. E como mai kako? Good morning. Welcome, everyone, to Kane Kapila on KVMR-FM, Nevada City. 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. on this blustery Sunday morning in Nevada City. Snow showers already appearing here in the foothills. Temperatures dipping through the day with a 60% chance of rain and snow showers through today. Winds 15 to 25 southwesterly. Storm is definitely headed our way. I think tomorrow is going to be the big event, though, according to the Weather Channel. Well, good morning. I'm Ikaikoloa Ke'ene, or Michael Keane, as you probably know me. Glad to be back in the studio. Thanks so much, Iris, for sitting in for me. Had a wonderful Thanksgiving with friends I haven't seen in a very, very long time. So thank you so much, Iris. Mahalo nui loa. Thank all you listeners, too, and I'm just so delighted to be back in the studio. I want to thank my generous underwriters for their support. Aloha kumu. For this 10 o'clock hour, I'd like to thank ABT Plumbing, Electric Heat and Air Conditioning, and a green plumbing, electric, heating and air conditioning contractor, providing system installation and service, tankless and solar water heaters, gas lines, water filtration systems, and more. On the web at easyasabt.com. It's as easy as ABT. Also, we want to thank John Hausler at Belle Capelle Salon, sharing 25 years of experience in hair coloring and cutting using sustainably harvested organic Aveda products. Appointments available at 530-477-2832. Belle Capelle Salon at 477 South Auburn Street in Grass Valley, or online at bellecapellesalon.com. Well, I want to start off the program this, and by the way, that beautiful guitar piece that you just heard. Pardon me while I pause for photos. Great. My guy. Just a couple of distractions here. Later, a little later this morning, you're in for a special treat. For those of you who weren't able to meet and be with Darlene Ahuna last night, Darlene is in the studio with me this morning, so we're going to be sharing her aloha. But to get the program started, I was just mentioning that that beautiful slack key was from Patrick Landeza, and Patrick is doing a show this afternoon down in Alameda. So if you have friends or family in the Bay Area, tell them that today over at the Rhythmix Cultural Works, which is on Blanding Avenue in Alameda, this afternoon, doors opening at 1:30. The show starts at 2:30. It's Patrick Landeza with Halau Makana, a Polynesian dance group. And that's probably the best way. I'll give you a phone number just in case you want directions or more information. 510-910-3087. Once again, that's happening this afternoon, so tell your friends in the Bay Area there's a great Christmas concert happening down in Alameda. Well, I also want to wish a very, very happy belated birthday to my dear friend Mel Weiner, who turned 90 on the 30th of November. And to celebrate his birthday, I'm just going to play this beautiful tune from Darlene Ahuna. And I'm going to send this one out to Lois as well. So, Darlene Ahuna here on KVMR-FM, Kane Kapila. For a Sunday morning. Aloha.
song, Wailele Wakaka, were written by the late Auntie Helen Lindsay Parker. Auntie Helen so loved this beautiful waterfall in the plantation village of Honomu, just outside of Hilo. Today, many enjoy its gracious beauty, and it is here that Auntie Helen will remain embraced by the beauty of Akaka Falls.
Make a mole. strolling along on a moonlit night, telling stories by the firelight, breathing the ocean breeze of these islands, where rivers flow out to the sea and returns to the land as it rains on me. Love.
the Slacky Stylings of Chris Yetton. And Chris is going to be coming to town. I think he's scheduled a concert at the Center for the Arts, and I think it's the end of January or the beginning of February, but I'll give you correct details in upcoming weeks. So something to look forward to with the changing of the year. Well, aloha. Welcome to Connie Kapila on KVMR-FM, Nevada City. Already 10:30 on this blustery Sunday morning. Ahead of Chris Yetton, you heard one of my favorite Hapa-Hale tunes from Kaukauki, a piece called Life in These Islands. Really a beautiful tribute to the state of mind in Hawaii these days. Ahead of that, an old favorite, one of my favorites from the Kahuanu Lake Trio, Mailele, a beautiful piece. A couple of tracks going out to Mel Weiner on his belated birthday. Kea Laula from the Makaha Sons from the album Heike Vale No, only the best of the Makaha Sons. And started that with a piece by Darlene Ahuna, Akaka Falls from All the Best of Darlene Ahuna. That was released on Hula Records back in 2003, still available in record stores around the area. Well, I'm going to be spending a little time with Darlene here in the studio. She's graciously dropped in to hang out with me this morning. So we're going to talk a little bit about her career and play some of her favorite selections from my my library here this morning. So a couple of more concerts I wanted to tell you about for you folks in the Bay Area. Next Saturday on December 12th, Faith Ako is doing a special holiday concert. I'm not sure exactly where this concert's taking place. It's in Marin County, so if you folks living down in the Bay Area, if you'd like to find out more, it's December 12th, 7:30 p.m. is showtime. You can call 707-546-3600. So once again, tell your friends in the Bay Area there's great Hawaiian music happening all the time. And Pulama, a Hawaiian duo, is having a CD release party at the Berkeley Unitarian Fellowship Hall. Also, next Saturday, 8 p.m. concert down in Berkeley. If you'd like to find out more about Pulama, you can go to pulamamusic.com. Tickets are available for the Saturday night show at Brown Paper Tickets. And you can also call 510-525-8099 if you'd like more details. And I just got my brand new Kapalakiko newsletter, so I'm going to check that out and give you some more updated information a little later in the show. But next we have a treat for you. This is the late George Naope from his beautiful album called Golden Treasure. And I'm going to play this one for Darlene, since she knew Uncle George so well. Maybe we have some stories of Uncle George to share.
Definitely.
Yeah. So here's Uncle George Naope here on Kani Kapila, KVMR.
We want to welcome all of you to Kona. Here's a song written by Dennis Kamakai that talks about this area right here.
Ike auho, haua haike mahaua, haika behi oa lanae. Ike auho, Hawaii ke mahaua, ai ka wehi o walalai. Kua hiwi kukila.
wa iki o hono I mai ni le ke a o kona ku wai ki ku ki la ki la ha wa iki o hono I mai ni le ke a o kona o ke ala ke a ku wa ha I le pa pa hi he o kona Ke ala ke akua, hai lei papahi, he o koma mau kino. Alaila I minoli I, ai salave mahali e, e ualohi mai kai mele. Alaila I minoli I, ai salave mahali e, Walohi mai kai mele Aloha ka hale o ke kai Hai vai kini E miha me ke aloha Aloha ka hale o ke kai Hai vai kini E miha me ke aloha Hai Walalai e kuai ku pilakila Ai na ka I noa o walalai e kuai ku pilakila kuai ku pilakila vai nei ke o kona
Malo
The late great George Naope on KBMR. So that's kind of your home region, eh, Darlene? That's
oh yeah,
Big Island is your home.
You know, I played music with Uncle George. I was 18 years old.
Wow!
Playing with him, and that was. Treasured moments.
I'm sure. Gosh.
Treasured moments. You know, Uncle George, he was really a very loving person, you know, and always gave of himself, no matter where, what, you know, the circumstances. And we played in this little bar in Kaukaha called Hale Okimo. And, there was Auntie Alberta Kalima, myself, and basically we were the steadies with Uncle George at that time. And you really never knew who was going to appear on stage, you know, because, you know, if he heard somebody playing a guitar at a party, you know, he'd tell him, hey, come on down, come play with me, you know. And, you know, at that time we were making like, what, $100 a night kind of thing, you know, so.
Sure.
Auntie Alberta and I were like, wait, no, okay, no. $100, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of us. Okay, so yeah, kind of figured out what we were getting paid that night. But he would come in, play 2 songs, and then he's gone for the rest of the 3-hour set, you know?
Wow.
And then he'd come back and do the last 2 songs, feeling a little tipsy, but... he was just wonderful to be around.
Oh,
you know?
Sure.
Miss him dearly.
I just always my impression of him, you know, as I was sharing with you, I just was able to meet him once when Kumu Naomi Kalama had him in Sacramento for her holiday hoike, and I just imagined this man as being just this bundle of energy that just, you know, like the ever ready bunny. You know, he just seemed to be so alive and. You know, even in his later years, when he was probably late 70s, you know, by the time I met him. But you could just tell that he was just so vital and such a incredibly dynamic man.
Oh, well, you know, As long as he had his little shot of vodka and the money, he was ready to go. He was quite the character, though.
Well, of course, Uncle George was one of the creators of the Merry Monarch Festival, which we celebrate every April in Hilo.
Well, you know, he was one of the last hula masters, you know. So that was a big loss to the hula community. Yeah.
Well, if you just tuned in, I'm sharing the studio this morning with Darlene Ahuna, who delighted the audience last night in Grass Valley at the Veterans Hall. She and Daniel Ho teamed up for a collaboration that I'll be talking about for the next year.
Well, I trust, the audience last night, I just want to send out a real big mahalo. Fabulous audience last night. You know, everybody... We were well received, and of course with Kumupili and her ladies here in Grass Valley, always doing a fabulous. And of course Michael was dancing, yeah, and he was wonderful. So
thank you.
No, thank you. Yeah. You folks just give. You know, I don't know. For me, I guess you know because of you know my way of learning. Hawaiian music was through halau, yeah. Uh-huh. So, you know, I first started out playing with Ku'u'ipo Kumukahi, and then Uncle George, and then, you know, Ray Fonseca, and Leilani Sharp Mendez, and, you know, just this wonderful bunch of hula people, and, you know, for me it was just wonderful, and I always say, the music is always so much better with the hula. Always. Always so much better with the hula.
Well, it truly is the sign language. You know, I tell people that, you know, some people are a little uneasy about not being able to understand the lyrics, you know, because the Hawaiian is not a familiar language. But
Right. The
songs themselves, it's the poetry of that language that makes that song what it is. You know, you hear it in English, it wouldn't sound the same at all.
No,
you
know, not
it would
at
be
all.
Impossible. You know, songs are definitely written in English and performed as hapahale, which is, you know, part Hawaiian, part English. But at the same time, you know, it's just the beauty of the hula is what really creates the vision or the lyrics that makes the lyrics of the song.
Yeah, and you'll never find, you know, the same motions, you know, between the different hula schools.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, for that one song, there's all these different variations, you know. And a lot of it refers back to, you know, your kumu, your teacher.
Sure.
And their life experiences,
right.
You know, and just passing that down to the haumana, the students, you know, like Pili does with you folks, you know.
Right.
And her kumu, Myra Satran, we were just talking a little earlier about what a fabulous lady Auntie Myra was. And as she taught hula, she taught life experiences, you know. So it's just one of those people that just by meeting her and being around her, your life is that much more enriched because of her, you know. So, it's just wonderful.
Yeah. Well, that's such a delightful thing about Hula Awana is that it's so ever-changing. Yeah, my most unforgettable memories was I went to an event where there was a number of kumu hula who were judging an event. Mm-hmm. And so when the event was over, they all got on stage and they danced the same song, but there were like six choreographies.
Exactly.
They all had the same concept. I mean, you could see the sign language and what they were telling you, but they expressed it in a different way with different steps. So it was each hula was completely different, but yet the very same song.
Right, right. It's unique.
Yeah.
At the same time, you know, same, you know? Yeah, so...
Well, I asked Darlene to pick out some tunes, so she selected a song for us from Uncle Raymond Kane. You have some experience with Uncle Raymond, huh?
Well, you know, Michael and I were talking earlier, and I was telling him that I started playing the guitar when I was 14. And my dad, he was like my biggest fan, my biggest supporter. And he heard about a workshop that Raymond Kane was doing up at the Volcano Art Center. And so we drove from Hilo up to Volcano, and I got registered. And, you know, being with Uncle Raymond for that that short amount of time was when I realized I am not a slacky player. I'm a rhythm player, and I'm quite content being that, you know.
Yeah.
But so enjoy his music, you know. He left a wonderful legacy.
Ah, well, that's great. So we're going to play Keiki Slack Key for you, and stay tuned. Darlene's going to be here for a while, and we'll be playing some other tunes for you.
Yeah.
KBMR FM, Nevada City. Thank you.
napa-napa.
Beautiful voice of Darlene Ahuna. And that's from her new album. Congratulations, Darlene. I just love that album.
Mahalo.
A couple of weeks ago, I actually started the show with Aloha Pumehana. And that was a rendition of Nani Kauai.
I don't know if you noticed, but there's a few songs on there that I chose because of Pili.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I got to, sing for them at the Yaoi Kala, that Nani Kauai, and then there's a song written by her kumu, uh-huh. Auntie Myra, the song Waiehu.
Waiehu, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then Aloha Pumehana, that's written for Daniel and his wife, so we had a wonderful time working on the CD, Daniel and I. So,
yeah, you could tell. It's a real easy, relaxed collaboration, and you just seem to complement each other so effortlessly, really. Yeah, I almost played Waiehu, and then I thought, well, it's got piano, and so that doesn't really sound like last night's concert, so it's like my mind is spinning around like Mr. Broadcaster here, Mr. DJ. Well, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Connie Kapila on KVMR-FM Nevada City, and Darlene Ahuna in the studio with me this morning.
Aloha, everyone.
For the first hour of Connie Kapila, I would like to thank John Hausler at Belle Capelle Salon, bringing 25 years of experience in hair coloring and cutting to Belle Capelle, and Aveda Concept Salon, which is located at 477 South Auburn Street in Grass Valley. You can make an appointment at 530-477-2832. And additional information is available online at bellcapellesalon.com. And that's spelled bellcapellesalon.com. Also want to thank ABT Plumbing and Electric. They also specialize in heat and air. They are a green plumbing, electrical, heating, and air conditioning contractor, providing system installation and service, tankless and solar water heaters, gas lines, water filtration systems, and a lot more. On the web at easyasabt.com. It's as easy as ABT. Also want to thank Sierra Timberline, serving Nevada County for 30 years, featuring energy-efficient stoves and fireplaces. They also have hot spring spas, outdoor furniture, retractable awnings, and solar screens. Sierra Timberline is in the Home Center at Idaho-Maryland Road at the freeway in Grass Valley, online at sierratimberline.com. And Suns Development and Green Building Supplies, supplying natural building materials, including UltraTouch Recycled cotton insulation, BioShield wood finishes, American Pride bio-based paints, American clay interior plaster, tools, and more. Sun's Development is next to Sierra Solar at 563 Idaho Maryland Road in Grass Valley, online at sunsdevelopment.com. And lastly, we want to thank Nevada County Recycles announcing Keeping the Sierra Green, a new regional business awards program. Businesses that develop sustainable, ecological, and economic practices can be recognized for their valuable contributions. Details and applications are available at keepthesierragreen.org or simply call 530-265-1768. Well, Darlene's making it really easy on me. She just said, here, I got Auntie G Girl, Kaylee Iho'omalu, and you can play anything you want. I love it
anything
all.
Anything. I absolutely do.
Well, that's great. So we'll just play track one. How's that?
That's fine.
Emilia Lani O'Lihova. That sounds like something spiritual.
Sounds like, I think it is.
Emily Lani.
Well, there was a couple of tracks in that set.
Yeah. Well, you know, I haven't heard NTG Girl in such a long time. They don't play her music too much at home.
Just yeah. Well, that's...
Shame.
That is a shame.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really wonderful voice.
Wonderful voice, wonderful family, and, you know, her children are now carrying on her music legacy, and so are her grandchildren, so such a... Wonderful family.
Oh, indeed.
Yeah.
Well, that was from an album called Aloha Kaimu.
Yeah.
And Leokani Pryor wrote a beautiful song about Kaimu. I think he and...
Puna.
Yeah, he and Puna were collaborated on his first album. And I.
Well, you know, if you take that Kalapana Road all the way to the end, you know, Kaimu is no longer there.
Sure.
But Kili'i Ho'omalu family, their home is still right there. Follow that road and right into their driveway. And you know, very Hawaiian style, they open up their home to anyone, you know. So it should be deemed a tourist attraction.
Yeah, you should put plaques up everywhere.
Yeah. <You know?
laughs> Maybe that's something for the Visitors Bureau can do.
Yeah, I don't know, you know. somehow, you know, people just find them, you know, and Uncle's always willing to share his cover, so.
Sure. Well, we also played a track in there from Ante Jonoa Keawe. We played the Ipo Hula, and that was from a collection of her earlier works. I think that rendition could have been from like 1967 or something.
Oh man,
this is a pretty old album.
You know, it's everything Auntie sang was fabulous, and I had the opportunity to play with her in Carnegie Hall.
Oh my!
Yeah, 1998, Makaha Sons, Chinky Mahoy. Auntie Janoa and her son Gary Aiko, and Sean Na'awal, Roby, John Cruz. You know, we all got the opportunity to go to Carnegie, but I had the opportunity to play with Auntie.
Wow.
With Gary, myself, and Auntie, and I got to room with her that weekend. And
oh, how fun.
Oh, yeah. Man, she had more energy than I did. Goodness. We stayed up to like, after the concert, you know, a friend of hers stopped in, and we stayed up to like 5 o'clock in the morning just playing music. And we had to be in the lobby by 6:30. So 5 o'clock came and he said, okay, everybody go. We need to get an hour's rest. Power nap.
Yeah, it's funny how some people can just train themselves to do that and have enough to just keep it on the road.
Oh, I know.
Amazing. Well, if you just tuned in, I'm sharing the studio today with Darlene Ahuna. We're talking about some of her experiences and some of the singers who influenced her in some way. I think one of my most memorable concerts that when I was first getting to know your music was down in, I think it was Cupertino, It was you and Roby and Amy, and it was the falsetto was kind of like the passing of the torch. It was Auntie Genoa's voice in the spirit of Lena Machado, and you representing the next generation to carry on that style of the voice of the.
That was a fun concert.
It sure was.
We had a really nice time, and then we also got to perform together at home at the Waikiki Shell, and it was wonderful. It was wonderful.
Yeah, you all have such different styles, and yet you're all so rooted in the music and the tradition that carries it forth.
I felt a little inadequate because, like, Roby and Amy, you know, they've been trained and, you know, like, I did a workshop up at Kamehameha Schools for their, for the kids, you know, to give them an idea as to, you know, what kind of field they want to take up after high school. And, it was wonderful to just share some of that with them and, you know, do that with them. So
yeah. Well, when you were in school, was Hawaiian culture, was Hawaiian language being introduced back into the classroom at that time, or were you still English only?
No. There were courses offered. And I did take Hawaiian language in high school. It was wonderful, you know, wonderful to have that. But, you know, then I started my family a little early, so never got to really pursue that. But, you know, every year it's the same. I think I'm going to go back to school this year. I'll get there one day.
Well, you have a very easy and relaxed way of singing, and it really, you know, whether you're formally trained or not, you know, the aloha and the spirit of the language and the songs come through very clearly.
Well, that's what I was telling the kids. I go, you know, there's two ways of learning. There's college, and then there's the school of hard knocks, and I went to the school of hard knocks.
I understand. Well, you know, you mentioned Waihu, and I wanted to ask you a little bit about that song, since we talked about it a little bit earlier, and maybe you can even tell us about, well, not only the song but its influence, and maybe even a little bit about the arrangement, and or was that Daniel's choice, or did you collaborate?
Well, First off, the song was given to me by your kumu, Pili Aloha. Well, it was her kumu, Auntie Myra Citran. And it was a song she wrote for a young man on the island of Maui whom she met during a church excursion. And, you know, Little Kauna, you know, Waiehu is the area that they were in, but it also refers to this young man, you know, and, you know, how meeting him was, you know, forged a friendship, you know. So I was very honored when she asked me to record the song. And when I went up with Daniel, you know, I told him, you know, I don't read notes. I don't know how to write notes. So I just played it for him. I said, Daniel, this is how the song goes. And it was, you know, pretty much his discernment to use the piano on the song. And, you know, I like what he did. And I got the stamp of approval from her children. So it's all my cutie. I hope you enjoy it.
Waihu.
keep haunting me. Why, you keep haunting me.
Oh, that's just beautiful.
Yeah. You know, real simple. Simple words, simple melody, but...
Well, yeah, it's as you delivered it. I think it was real easy for Daniel to imagine that.
Yeah, you know, I was lucky. I got to hear Auntie sing it, and, you know, I got to hear her story. So, you know, it was... made it a little easier to deliver, you know. So, yeah.
It's a beautiful song. I was really, it was very touching hearing it last night live with just ukulele and 12-string.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Daniel, that kid is genius. He's genius. Oh, I love what he does. I love his work. And he's a real easy guy to work with, you know. Just like Michael.
Well, you make it real easy for me, too. If you just tuned in, I'm speaking with Darlene Huna, and we're celebrating the release of her her new album, Aloha Pumehana, an album that she collaborated with Daniel Ho, and it's one of the latest on Daniel's label. You can go to danielho.com and find out information about Daniel and also about Darlene's CD. I think it's mostly available on, is it available on like Amazon or CD Baby or what? Is it just through regular distribution? So
I know it's on Mele.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, Mele.com, of course.
Yeah, Mele.com and, you know, Walmart, Kmart. Okay. Target, Borders.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, good Christmas present.
Well, let's play another track then.
Oh,
the Slacky Stylings of Jeff Peterson on KVMR. Ahead of that, you heard Paoa Liko Kalehua from Darlene Ahuna, her latest CD titled Aloha Pumehana. Darlene in the studio with me today, and we're celebrating this great new album.
Great. Aloha, everyone. Aloha Sunday. Ah.
Yeah. Well, I'm so happy you could come and share a little time in the studio with me this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Your flight back home is tomorrow, so I'm taking advantage of you today. You know, I had some information I want to share with all of you listeners. If any of you were planning on coming to the Circles, was having a film festival, a sneak preview, the Circle Wild and Scenic Film Festival, a collaboration with the Center for the Arts. They have canceled the sneak preview that was happening tonight at 6 p.m. So it has been canceled due to the impending storm. So they decided they would rather not have you out on the roads driving tonight, and they will try and reschedule it if time permits before the actual Wild and Scenic Film Festival taking place a little later in the next month there, I guess. So you have another, you found another CD over there, huh?
I did.
Tell me what you got.
My good friend Leilani Bon.
Oh, sure. Yeah, she lives on Kauai.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
Have you guys worked together, or just acquaintances, or the?
Just doing gigs here and there. You know, we've crossed paths, and I did a couple of her ho'ike, and you know, just forged a relationship that way. But her dad, he used to work at the Coco Palms, and my uncle was the food and beverage manager there.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So, you know, I remember listening to her dad when, you know, when I was 6, 7 years old, and appreciating his music back then. And, you know, I was so honored to meet Leilani, you know, and it's just wonderful how, you know, the music gets passed on.
Well, I think I was sharing with you, Leilani Bon from Kauai has a halau in Reno, Nevada, and every year as a benefit for her halau, she has the Makaha Suns up at the Atlantis Casino.
Mm.
Kind of an annual event, happens usually the second or third weekend in April every year.
Oh.
And that's actually how these CDs came to me, members of her halau who listened to my program.
Oh, that's awesome.
Shared with me the album. Oh. In fact, I called her husband and offered this CD as a membership gift for a pledge drive years ago.
Oh.
And I think they were out working and then just called them up and, oh yeah, we'll send you some CDs.
Yeah,
not
yeah,
a problem.
Because they run a horseback riding
right
tour yeah. on their yeah. property. Yeah.
Sounded like they were out in the field on their cell phone doing something.
Oh, they're hard workers, those yeah. two. It's wonderful.
Well, I'm going to play the track Kamalani because I know that was, I think, was it her uncle or her dad?
No, it was her dad that wrote it.
Her dad, yeah. Larry Rivera.
Yeah. It's a really cool story, you know.
Oh, yeah, it is a very cool story.
You know, how he came about writing that song. When he was performing at the Coco Palms, there was a parrot, I believe, or a cockatoo. I'm not sure which, but he would come in, and every time the bird saw him, it would whistle the tune, you know. And that's how that song came about.
Oh, you that's... That,
isn't that, that like... That's just, yeah. It's phenomenal. You know?
Yeah, influences come from...
From everywhere. You just got to be paying attention.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Well, I've actually played this song a couple of times. I song Kamalani was, I think for my generation, was really made very known by the late, great Israel Kamakavivo Ole. I think he released that on, I can't remember which album, but it... You know, that's kind of the rendition that I was familiar with. You know?
Right.
And then to hear the story and then to hear Leilani's rendition of it is really quite wonderful as well.
Yeah.
So here's Leilani Rivera Bond on KVMR, Michael Keane awesome. And Darlene Ahuna.
Sweet Emily, Maunala ni ki e ki e ina ko inoa mahina o hoku ke noho nani maila maunala ni ki eki e maunala ni ki eki e
thank you.
From the brand new album from Lorna Lim.
Yeah, Polonahi. The song entitled Wailau.
Wailau?
Yeah. It was written for her kane by his aunt Le'ohu writer. I think she had a recording out she's maybe in the 90s. And that song, Wailau, talks of the Ahapua'a that they grew up on, the Ryder family that was responsible for. So on the windward side, everybody knows it as Kahalu'u now, yeah? But as Lorna was telling the story, it was known as Wailau, the area where they grew up. So.
Oh, how sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you had a number of selections in that last set. There was also one from... Kaili'i Kanili'i?
Yeah.
This new release called Kauai.
You know, we did a tour a few years back up in Japan. Kaili'i and the group Kanilau and myself. And we had a good time. You know, just everybody just meshed really well and... Everything just went smoothly, you know. No self-proclaimed stars, you know. Everybody was just ohana, you know.
That's
really a wonderful experience.
As it should be.
Yeah, definitely. Shouldn't have all drama. Try and stay away from drama.
Yeah. Well, and there was another beautiful track you reminded me of. This wonderful album, Sunset at Makana.
Oh, Auntie Agnes, Malaby Wisebart, and the Makaha Serenaders. Yeah, that's the music I grew up listening to. And, you know, I love it.
I think I said Sunset at Makana. It's actually Makaha, of course. Duh.
No, that's right.
And Hano Hano Olinda. So I assume that's a song about Olinda on Maui.
On Maui, yes.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
So those are your songs. Oh, great. also threw a little Uncle C in there, Uncle Cyril Pahinui from his album. Yeah.
Always got to get a little bit of Uncle C in there. You know, as I was, you know, growing up. You know, I was listening to Auntie Genoa, Auntie Lena, Auntie Agnes, you know, Kikua Fernandes, all of these, you know, the old timers. That's the kind of music I listened to. Everybody was listening to Jackson 5 and Osmonds, and I guess I'm dating myself now, but, you know, I was listening to Hawaiian music and... you know how everybody has that comfort zone? That's my comfort zone.
Well, I think it's just so delightful that you recognized, you know, the value in the music that reflects your heritage.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we all had the Beatles, we all had the Rolling Stones,
right.
But the roots of our culture, you know, each thing that we are proud of as part of our ethnicity. So that's really wonderful. I'm delighted to hear that. So we're going to have to kind of clean up our act here. We're down to the last 5 minutes already. I'm going to have to make way for Mary St. Mary and the Gospel Show coming up in just a few minutes. Once again, I want to remind you that the sneak peek of the Wild and Scenic Film Festival that's scheduled at 6 o'clock this evening has been canceled due to the impending storm. So if you were planning on coming to see the Wild and Scenic Film Festival previews, that event has been canceled. So for their help in supporting Connie Capilo, I'd like to thank Suns Development and Green Building Supplies, supplying natural building materials, including UltraTouch recycled cotton insulation, BioShield wood finishes, American Pride bio-based paints, American Clay interior plaster, tools, and more. Next to Sierra Solar at 563 Idaho Maryland Road in Grass Valley, online at sunsdevelopment.com.
Mahalo.
Also, Sierra Timberline, serving Nevada County for 30 years, featuring energy-efficient stoves and fireplaces, hot spring spas, outdoor furniture, and retractable awnings and solar screens. Sierra Timberline in the Home Center, Idaho Maryland Road at the freeway in Grass Valley. Online, sierratimberline.com. And lastly, Nevada County Recycles, announcing Keep the Sierra Green, a new regional business awards program. Businesses that develop sustainable ecological and economic practices can be recognized for their valuable contributions. Details and applications are available at keepthesierragreen.org or simply call 530-265-1768. Well, I wanted to leave just exactly enough time to hear this beautiful title track from your CD, Aloha Pumehana. So with just a few minutes to spare, maybe we could mention just a little bit about the song. Of course, you alluded to it earlier that it's a song written for Daniel and his wife.
Yeah, wedding. It is. It was written by Amy Stillman, who is just a vast resource of knowledge when it comes to Hawaiian language, culture, and music. And it was presented to Daniel Ho and his wife Lydia as a wedding gift. And I just felt so honored to be able to record it. And before we play the track, I just wanted to extend a big mahalo to the sponsors that provide the time for your show and in support of Hawaiian music. And, I just can't say mahalo enough.
Well, mahalo to you for sharing your Sunday morning with me and
coming to
Grass Valley and entertaining us.
It's my pleasure.
Last night.
Thank you for all that you do to preserve Hawaiian music and share it. And awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome job.
Thank you. Darlene Ahun, everyone. Here is Aloha Pumehana.
Aloha.
Stay tuned. Mary St. Mary up next.
hon ni anan, hon ni hon.